Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you, as always, live, so living, live from Los Angeles, California. For 14 years, we have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. And this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you just need some tips, advice, or resource information on how and what it takes to elevate your career status. We got the info for you. Now, guests on this show include Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and just a wide, vast variety of working show business professionals. And they include film and television, music and radio producers and directors. We have casting directors. We have literary agents, casting agents, PR agents, talent managers. We have screenwriters, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people. The list goes on and on. If they're working in the show business, I'll snatch them up and drag them to the show to give you advice. And if you missed any of our shows, here are the three ways that you can listen to any of the past shows. Number one, the free mobile app, obviously on the App Store, the Google Play Store. Number two, iHeartRadio. We are on iHeartRadio, iTunes. We're on Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audible.com, and Stitcher.com. Archive page, that's number three. You can listen directly from the website that you're listening to us on now, which is latalkradio.com. So you just look for our show title, which is Question Reality, or you can also look for my name, Priscilla Leona, under the Our Host tab. Lastly, we asked very kindly that you please subscribe. Everybody needs a like these days, a follow, a little thumb goes a long way. Gets you from one place to another, just like it did in the 70s with hitchhiking. Same concept. Get your little thumb going. We need you to please subscribe to our podcast via Apple Podcasts. And also, please give us a like and follow on all of our social media pages. Every social media page you have, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, you name it. Just type my name, Priscilla Leona, and you will find us. Right? And that brings me to my favorite tip every week, branding, 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 branding. So important. And I put it under my name, Priscilla Leona, because if I decide, you know what, I don't want to do a radio show anymore, I want to go to television. Actually, I had a television show before, which was also under Priscilla Leona. But say I want to start my, you know, a TikTok, no, what is it? YouTube, like a YouTube channel and like do my show directly via another way, my name, Priscilla Leona, or Question Reality will follow me. So branding is very important when you are deciding at the inception of your career. Please make sure you either choose your name or choose one word, two word. When you're getting into three word titles, it gets a little sketchy, has been done, but traditionally, the powers that be say keep it at one or two words. So choose something that is going to follow you your whole entire career. That's branding. All right, Google, you go to Google, they type it, that's it. They want to find you. People have 5-10 second attention spans. They don't want to be doing a long search for these cute little ass names that people come up with. Okay, finally, if you want to be booked on our show to promote or showcase your talents, current or upcoming projects or any products, and also help listeners by providing much appreciated entertainment industry career advice, please go to our official website. Now you got to listen. I'm going to pause for a second and say, what happened to her? Okay, that's enough. You have to go to our official website, which is ready, questionrealityradioshow.com. Not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. So go to questionrealityradioshow.com. This is where we air our show, latalkradio.com. But questionrealityradioshow.com is where we have the upcoming guest. That's where you can submit to be on the show. So you might want to go there, take a peek at the upcoming guests and check out their sites in case there's a profession that you're interested in. We have, as I said earlier, so many people in the entertainment industry, and I do put their titles on there so you can get excited about, hey, I want to be a stunt person. This guy's going to talk all about how to become a stunt, a celebrity lookalike. I got that. Yeah. Just go there, questionrealityradioshow.com, and click the contact link, and that is how you can be a guest on the show. Now, moving on. Oh, gosh, I'm getting verklempt over here. I talk so much. Woo. Let me clear my throat a little bit. Tackiest thing ever. Woo. All right. So this person today, our guest on the show, he is not only one of the most gorgeous men you ever laid eyes on, and you know I do book the hot men on the show. That's one of the qualifications. It's not really, but I do prefer it. I recently had such the pleasure of meeting him because he had been on a guest. He had been a guest in February of last year on the show, and we loved him so much. We said, "Oh my gosh, we have to have him back." His name is Bernie Martin. He's an international fashion designer. He's a philanthropist. He's a speaker. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about him. He's also, most importantly, he's the international fashion designer for the label Kato. He is the founder of Midwest Fashion Week and Fashion Community Foundation. And since 2005, the Kato brand has been an internationally recognized line of clothing, I feel, for male and female professional wears. And over the years, the Kato brand has displayed its fashion collection all over the world, just on runways worldwide. Some of the cities include New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Paris, Hong Kong, Dubai, Kuwait, and I think most recently, I hope I'm not wrong, Munich, Germany. The brand has been worn by countless international celebrities, which include actor Billy Porter, actor Lin-Manuel Miranda, Emilio Castro Neves. You know me, I'm always mispronouncing people's names. It's the worst thing ever if it's over four letters. I'm like, Jada Kiss, rapper Casanova, and just a ton more. You have to go to his website, Kato, Catou, and you can just see everybody who has worn his fashion. The Kato brand has also been featured on countless acclaimed media outlets such as MTV, BET, CBS, ABC, Vogue, Gazia, and his fashions have been worn at the Oscars. I think that's the ultimate for any fashion designer. I could be wrong. Maybe it's to have a runway show in Paris, but I don't know. Let me just have you go to his site now and give him a little thumb up and a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Oh, he's done what I love. I'm so excited seeing this branding. He has it all the same name. Okay. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Katouwear, C-A-T-O-U-W-E-A-R. And his website, Catuware.com. He has made my heart sing. I'm so happy. He is the personification of proper branding. And you have to do the same thing. I'm telling you, it will make a difference in your career and in your life. So without further ado, let's talk to the hot, the sexy, the fashion forward, Bernie Martin. Where the hell are you, Bernie?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What the hell? There's like, do you know a second of airtime is like an hour?
I know, right?
What the hell are you doing
I'm
over
so excited
there?
What are you doing over there?
What do you have, a little lady friend over there massaging your feet? What's going on over there?
No, I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, yeah. Listen, I loved meeting you when you came to LA a couple weeks ago to work on that fashion film. And I thought it was that you were telling me a little bit about it. It was such a fantastic concept. So for those people who weren't there, which were millions of people, can you please share with the audience what the film was about and what role did you have within that film?
Well, that's a bucket list of questions that could possibly get me in trouble.
No, it's only one. Can you share with the audience what the film was about?
So a fashion film is in the movie industry, you know, and it has to do with articulating fashion trends or fashion genre or some sort. So with this particular film, it's about it's a short film, and going into what I do best, you know, designing and creating, and then the everyday life of a specific designer, you know. However, I'm not featured in it. Me as an actor, no, that's not gonna happen.
Oh no! I mean, were you producer?
No, I was providing the wardrobe and be part of the production team. Yes.
Oh, now is this more of a documentary?
No documentary.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the goal of the film? Is it going to be shown before a fashion runway show? Is it going to be shown? What is it for?
So we're still investigating further on how this could be part of a network of shows and so on. So that has not been finalized yet by the movie director that was involved in there, and I'm still waiting for the full thing to be completed, and for them to make a final decision on how they see this fit, you know.
Is it sort of like, is it going to sort of be done like Project Runway, or it's more a behind the scenes?
More about the behind the scenes. Nothing like Project Runway.
I love that because so many people, I swear, it is a whole mysterious situation. What the hell goes on behind the scenes of a fashion runway show or a showing, shall we say? Because when we as viewers watch, say, Project Runway and some of the other shows, they only gave us a very small glimpse into what was going on behind the scenes. It looked like pure chaos. But I talked to my friends who are fashion designers and said, are you crazy? That's what we live for. We're adrenaline junkies. We love that world. I would just be running in the bathroom to hide. What you told us shows or about fashion runway shows, what do you feel gives you the most excitement when you know you have a show coming up? What is it?
I would like to describe that moment as a unreal, because imagine you have about 6 months to somewhat gather your thoughts together. And then no matter what, within that 6 months period, you have to have something, you know, in creation. So for me, the most thing that I live for, it's not really just being on a runway. It's actually when I'm trying to close on the models, you know, when the models come for fitting. And for me, it is a joy that I can't even know me, you know, to actually live within the moment and seeing, you know, your vision coming into life and seeing onto someone and see how it is being manifested in this universe, in this world. So, yeah. And then you're listening to everybody's reaction and so on, how it flows, how things you wish you could have done better. It's all through an emotion, yes.
So that's more exciting. That initial try-on is more exciting than when your models are wearing your clothes, walking down the runway, and there's pictures being taken and people gasping and articles being written. So it's more exciting that very first time.
Oh, yeah. The very first time for me is what take my breath away. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So when you were, we're going to close this film topic out, but I wanted to know, did you experience working on that film prompt you to want to continue working on other film projects, or even maybe producing your very own film with a fashion storyline, sort of like The Devil Wears Prada?
Sure. I mean, the film industry, the one thing I took out of it, it is a beast of its own.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that I have high respect for. Anyone that's working in the movie industry, man, my hat's off. You know, it is something else, you know. And for me, with that being said, to answer your question, yeah, I would love to further pursue other fashion. And then, of course, there's also in any movies, if you think about it, they are wearing something, you know.
Yeah, so, hopefully.
Exactly. So with that being said, yeah, I'm always open for the next opportunity when it comes to even, you know, providing wardrobe for anything related to TV or movies or TV shows or movie show or movies that are coming up. Yes, I'm open to that idea completely. Yes.
Would you be open to, I don't know if anyone's ever asked you this question, but would you be open to making a movie about your life becoming a fashion designer?
Oh, wow. I mean, no one ever asked me that, you know.
Oh, good. I'm the first.
Yeah.
I say that because I really, knowing a little bit about your backstory and your history, I really feel that somebody should snatch up the opportunity to make a documentary about your life and your progression into the film industry. So there you go. It's a free idea. Shop it around and get someone to make a movie about your life, because it's worth telling, right?
No, definitely. You know, with fashion, it's one that forever challenging field, because if you think about it, you know, let me give you this scenario, you know, what we do as a fashion designer, you know, when you wake up, you're thinking about, you know, society could be the next train or to wear, to go to a party, to go to a birthday, to, you know, different scenarios. So we like to call it life uniforms, you know. So just like if you think of the little black dress, you know, how that came to be, you know, in life, and people now is forever, oh, I have to have my little black dress. So for us as designers, we're always dreaming of creating a moment that is embedded into a life cycle, you know. So there are several designers that have achieved that. you know. So for me, that's my long-term goal and dream, to see how I could be one of the designers that forever change society in the point of view of the way they wear certain things. Yeah.
I may get some people together, and we're going to have to make a little documentary about your life. So that might be in my foreseeable future, because, you know, I'm also a film producer. Check me out on imdb.com.
There you go.
A little shameless plug right there. Talk about the little black dress. I don't know if you saw what Gigi Hadid wore. She just had her birthday party, and she was dazzled in this Australian brand. I think it was Dion Lee design. It was an ensemble. It had the white lace corset crop top and the matching sheer pants, and then that floor length duster jacket. I lost my mind. I said, why, Lord, can't I wear that outfit? She was, and you know, that's my little black dress right there. I mean, that was, not everybody can wear that, right? I mean, you know, you have to have a body like her, but man, she looks spectacular. And she had the, you know, the large jewelry, and the, she layered it with like some pearl necklaces. And now how she walked in those nude heels, I don't even know, because I think it was like a pen, but like the size of a pen, her heel, but God, she looked so spectacular. Did you see what she wore for her birthday party at, I think it was Saturday night. It was all over the magazines, People. And you see those? Oh, you got to look it up. Look at what she wore. Oh my God. Now see that's like, you know, that's like a little black dress, even though it's not, it's so what, it was so gorgeous.
You talking about the hot pink?
Gigi Hadid. No, not the pink one, the white. Gigi Hadid, she had the long white sheer crop duster jacket with the white corset and then the white pants. Oh my God. See that? Do you see how excited I am? Now, I could never wear that in a million years, but that doesn't stop me from feeling thrilled and excited and just, I mean, if you love fashion, no matter what size you are, no matter what you look like, you can get excited about seeing these clothes. And that's the true test of a great fashion designer, because when you look at their clothes, even though you can't wear it, you're excited about seeing it on someone else, right? Am I right?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, everything you wear has a story. You know, and the way I like to describe whenever I'm dressing somebody, you know, you have to think about when I step out at the house wearing certain things, you know. So different clothes project and attract different things, you know.
Right.
So when whatever you're wearing, you have to think about, you know, what is it I'm going to be wearing certain things for? And then once you finalize that into your mind about what you want to achieve, the rest is history, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to dress that person. It's much easier, faster to complete that in making that story come to life.
I know. That's why on the flip side, Bernie, sometimes celebrities wear things that are not understood by the human mind. For example, I'm not gonna pull, very famous, makes good stuff, but I'm so sorry, that black ruffled Chinese cup dress that Billie Eilish wore to the Oscars, I was mad the whole week about it, right? And I was so upset, I could not even focus. But you know what? She loved it enough to wear it, so that's her style. So we cannot judge other people's style. We may hate it, but we have to accept it's their personal style.
Definitely.
You know, I was just really upset. I can't get over it. I need a pill right now. But anyway, I want to talk about exciting. So forget Gigi Hadid's outfit, because when I saw, let's talk wedding wear. Every time I say most, I'm so careful about what you say. Okay, so because I'll get texts and emails about most, not all, just dread the search for a tuxedo when they're getting married, right? So, you know, but it usually, Bernie, it wasn't that hard of a job for men, because there used to be such a limited number of choices available to men compared to the selection for bridal gowns for women. And we understand why, because it's always been, when it comes to wedding, the bride is like the it factor, the center of attention. Yeah. So I was looking at that and I saw Bernie. I said, woo, here comes the groom. Bernie Martin, the word is out and about that you are changed. And when I saw those photos on your Facebook page, I just lost my mind. I love your tuxedo jackets, because they have, when you open them up, they have printed designs on the inside. And Bernie, I've been saying that for years, that would be so cool. If I were a designer, we would have had that style going on in the 80s. I'm telling you right now. Tell me about it. Tell me how you're doing in the wedding wear.
Definitely. So the wedding industry for us has been a hot commodity towards women, you know, and that's been going on for quite some time. And if you come to think about it, it's nothing wrong about, you know, why the market, you know, has been geared towards that, you know. So the past few decades, you know, a lot has been invested in targeting, you know, the women, you know, when it comes to wedding. So with that being said, the men, on the other hand, have been somewhat left behind. So the only thing they had choices left with was, you know, go to the tuxedo, your best tuxedo rental. And then, you know, you have simple choices, you know, either the black, the gray, the brown, or maybe the white. And then you'll be lucky if you can find a brown, actually, you know. So with that being said, us, on the other hand, we came to pay a great deal of attention to that. And then, of course, when I got married as well, came to realize that there was a great shortage of opportunities for men to go out their best and look their best as well, in order for them to be at match. That's how I like to describe it, at match, you know, when the bride is presented to them, because it's such a monumental moment, you know. So it's a way for the men to not only highlighting who they are, but at the same time showcasing to the rest of the people that they are being presented in front of, hey, I'm willing to take that responsibility. So the way I'm dressing, communicate that, you know, not looking sloppy, not looking, you know, oversized, and so on and so on. So I really wanted to have a groomsman where, you know, where the men can really doing consultation for the first time, you know, articulating who are you? What are you looking for? What's in your head? What are you thinking? You know, and then from there, we start designing a suit that's going to make them feel, or a tuxedo that's going to make them feel as a welcome as possible to be part of that wedding, and feel they are invested in to that moment of their life when they are getting into, you know. So with that being said, the it's a process. It's a good a month process at the very bare minimum to have their their dream come true with that. And then they get a chance to customize it to whatever they like, whatever they want, they can put it in there.
You mean it only takes a month for you to whip up a tux for a wedding?
No, I said minimum.
Oh, minimum. All right, I was ready to lock you in on that, on that 30 days, right?
No, minimum. Oh, minimum. Otherwise, okay. Anything less than that, I usually don't even bother, you know?
How long would you say, to be fair and to give you enough time to design a tux, would you say 3 months, 6 months, or just the longer?
No. So for us, I would say the proper time will be a 2 month period. Yes, a proper time, 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 months.
Yeah.
Well, they should be planned long ahead. They should. I mean, the plan for a wedding that usually starts a year.
And I'm saying that because there's also depends on what we are using. You know, there could be some other year to make. You know, it depends. Yeah.
The hell do you have to go and catch an animal in the woods and skin it and then dry it out?
No, hand embroidery, hand stitch embroidery.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't think
so those take time, like beading and pearls and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Oh, wow.
It's not like there's no machine that can do it, but those are little tedious work on a scale of like hours and hours.
Because maybe they do want, you know, maybe somebody wants it bedazzled. What if they, you know, that leads me to another thought. Is there any outfit, like if someone came to you and they said, I want to get married bedazzled, would you turn them down, or would you take that as a challenge?
No, it's a possibility. We can get it done. It's not.
I think that would be cool, especially for cowboys. A jean tuxedo, and then in the back it could be bedazzled, and then it could have like a brown suede collar and brown suede lapels. I think I think you need to hire me to design all your country wear.
So that's why I'm saying that to you. It all depends on what they want you to make. So there's things that can take much more time than others.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And did you design your own tuxedo for your wedding?
Of course, yes. I did. Yeah.
You gotta post some pictures. I want to see, or at least send me a picture of your tuxedo for your wedding. I want to. You're going to wear it, then it's good enough. Now, your line, it's under the brand Catu Wear, your wedding wear, I assume? It just falls under your brand?
Yeah, it was under the Catu brand.
Now, have you made or thought of, or have you already done this, where you have taken your merchandise, your tuxedos, and you've approached a store, you know, like Macy's or one of the...
No.
Okay.
No.
Is that something you avoid? Like, that is not your goal for your wear to be in retail stores? You prefer to design privately?
Yeah, I'd rather design privately. However, you know, a lot of what I do is a specialty custom. So, therefore, there's no way they can walk into a store and find what they are looking for, because their mind and their mindset is already into creating something that they know for a fact nobody will find in the store. That's exactly what they. However, with that being said, that doesn't mean that I could not create a store, boutique line, specialty groomsmen. Wear selection. Yes, I could do that. That could be a separate side of the business. But the majority of the grooms that do come to me, they are looking for something that is unique, something that speak volume of who they are and what they want on that particular day and how special they want that.
Okay, now how much what are we talking? Let's speak about the price now. Are you just for the muckety mucks, like the upper crust of society who can afford, or do you feel like the average person could afford you?
Right? Of course, an average person can do it too. We're talking about $600 a year.
Starting price. What I've come
to realize in the field that I am. You know, it's all about what kind of fabric we are referring to, and also how much of the work they want us to put into that, and then from there we can accordingly price them. Because a lot of things that I do is so product, and some of those specialty products are not available in certain price points. So therefore, what I've done since then is creating a affordable line as well within that specialty product line, you know, to create things that could give the person a sense of something is designed for me as well, you know, without breaking the bank account.
Yeah. Now, people that are listening, we've been talking about wedding wear, but I don't want you to think that that's all Bernie does. Bernie can creates fashion for people all over the world in lines that have a variety. So I would suggest that you go to his website, catou.com, CATOU.com, and look at his various fashions. It's not just wedding wear. So please make sure you understand that his designs are beautiful, and you can see that on his website. Now, we want to talk about something that happened. Everybody in the world was doing pretty much the same thing during the pandemic, and that was staying in, right? So what was... I'm always curious what others who usually have to come in close contact with people such as yourself, what were you doing during the COVID-19 pandemic? How did you keep yourself busy? What did you do? How did it affect your career? Anything you feel like saying.
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
I do come up with some good ones.
I was wondering, because
I thought about you. I said, what the hell is Bernie doing? Because he's a fashion designer. He has to be around thousands of people. What is he doing to keep himself busy? So I was wondering.
Yeah, I mean, the life of COVID was at some point a time to reflect about who we are as human beings. On this beautiful gift that God have given us, which is the earth, you know, and at the same time, it gave us an opportunity also to cleanse in, you know, some of the things that probably was been going on in your life. Now you want to see how we can proceed in the future, you know. So for me, I took the time to really reflect upon. What exactly that I want to do after COVID and so on. You know, it was also a harsh reality because before COVID, you know, I had really a very busy lifestyle and schedule and so on, you know, and I was not paying attention to a lot of things that probably did matter to me, you know, but I did not think of them like they were matters. So with that being said, I created a not-for-profit organization during COVID and so on, and to seek how we can build a better society through the art of fashion, you know, and because fashion for me has so many ways we can communicate with people. There's so many ways we can accomplish things through the art of fashion. So just like a painter or a singer and so many other shape or form of art, fashion can be one of those that can be utilized to reach out and do great things. So that's exactly what we did during the COVID, you know. So we're looking forward now to put a lot of things that we have dreamed about and then to put them into application. So that's where we are right now.
Good. I'm so glad because we all, I think, we had to self-reflect and we have changed our goals a little bit, some of us. So I'm glad to hear that. Now, you're the founder of, we only have like 7 minutes. I'm going to try to get this in. You're the founder of Fashion, Midwest Fashion Week. So for those who haven't heard, what is Midwest Fashion Week?
So Midwest Fashion Week came about to present itself as the a way to communicate the fashion of the Midwest throughout the Midwest and also throughout the because it's one part of the country that, you know, growing up here, people always saying, oh, there's no fashion here. And we came about to tell the rest of the world and the rest of the country, no, that's not the truth. We have our own sense of identity through fashion. And through the event production of that Midwest Fashion Week, we have articulated not only designers from the Midwest, but we have done it in Paris. We've done it in Southeast Asia. We just came back from Johannesburg, South Africa last year. And those were like a beautiful, beautiful, great production of fashion shows where we unite different designers from all over the world to communicate the language of fashion. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I wanted to ask you, what is the Fashion Community Foundation, though? What is that about?
So Fashion Community Foundation was created right before COVID really started. And of course, during COVID, I really had a unique opportunity to serve the people and the communities that I work with, you know, here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and also Chicago. And then eventually we went all the way to Somaliland in Africa, and also we went to South Africa and in other parts of Europe. So with the foundation, what we are doing, we aim to seek in guiding young people in the career of fashion by utilizing different methods, like from sewing, makeup, picture, photography, and also modeling skills. We teach them those skills in word, and yet again also to all go out there and make a difference in their world by utilizing fashion instead of, you know, there's so many negative things going around, you know, instead of wasting their life into some very ignorant stuff, you know. So here we are with the Fashion Community Foundation. We took their hands and then guide them through the art of fashion to find their purpose in life.
That answer is the perfect segue into my career advice questions, which I have so many, but with limited time, we got about 5 minutes. I'm going to ask you a couple just to kind of help people out. Let's start with the first one. The misconception of having to have a degree in fashion design to become a successful fashion designer. Now, I know from Project Runway, there have been many that never even went to school and they ended up winning Project Runway. So what are your feelings on that?
Personally, I don't believe in order for become a fashion designer, you need to hold a degree. However, you do need to have some type of guidance, professional guidance, because at the end of the day, it is a business skill that you need to acquire. So I would say definitely you need some basic elements, you know, to educate yourself, not just reading books, not just getting a counselor next to you. We are talking about you one-on-one with a teacher or some sort to get to know
exactly. Or becoming an apprentice of some
apprentice,
of a fashion designer.
Yeah, you have to have, because there's no way, you know, I'm a firm believer in that. There's no way you could be a designer And then yet again, you don't know what's going on in a production room. You don't know anything about how to cut fabric, what it means to have a 1 yard, what it means to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yard, because what's going to happen when the production asks you for those things, then you're going to be like, oh, why am I spending so much money in fabric? Well, guess what? That's exactly what's going on.
Obviously, yeah. So, well, what are the, just maybe 1, 2, 3, what are the very first steps that you take to get your career started if you think you want to become a fashion designer?
Oh, man. I would definitely say to somewhat understanding the very basic of business, you know, cash flows, accounting, tax issues, you know, you need to know those very basic stuff. And I've heard people say, oh, no, you don't have a tax ID. You don't need it. That's not the truth at all. Oh, my gosh. No. You really need to sit down with a lawyer, you know, and then get to know also the name that you're going to put on your label. Because if you are just producing clothes into, and the next thing you know, there could be a company suing you for that, you know. Mm-hmm. So definitely need to sit down with a lawyer, or trademark your name, or find out what names are available, and then register it. So those are like some of the basic stuff that you need ahead of the time, before even thinking about, you know, going to buying a sewing machine, you know, and getting it done. Yeah. So some very basic skills. Yeah.
People always want to focus on the art, the craft, the doing, but they don't realize that as a fashion designer, you are a business, you are an entity, and you have to learn.
Yeah.
Business of basics, or boy, you're in for a world of trouble.
Course.
What do you feel is the most important thing that you personally have learned from other fashion designers that you've worked with throughout your career that would help an aspiring fashion designer?
The art of telling a story through your garments, because you are a salesperson. I've seen some designers, they know how to articulate their clothes so well, you know. Guess what? The person that walked into that room may not have that ability to understand what they were gonna buy, but guess what? Because that designer or that salesperson told them the story so beautifully, now they end up purchasing that dress. And then whether they wear that dress or not in the future, it doesn't really matter to me at that point, because I saw the fact that that person could articulate the story behind the dress. To me, that's one thing that I will forever cherish. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to tell a story. That's called a line. When I go back to Project Runway, they had 3 days and they had to come up with their story. It all had to tell a story. They had to use the same colors and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, wow, that's amazing that they can create all these designs and tell their story of who they are within fashion. Yeah. Absolutely fascinating. Well, you, my darling, it has come to the end of the road for us. I could talk to you for 6 hours, honestly.
Same here.
And listen, the next time you're in LA, please, let's go out to dinner. I have a line of people who want to meet you, so I'll be bringing all new people next time to our dinner. It'll be a fashion show for you, but with dinner, right? And people. So
awesome. Looking forward. Last time it was fantastic. Last time it was fantastic. So I cannot wait to do it again.
Oh, I'm so glad. And you know, I wanted to tell you, I didn't get a chance, but I saw this shirt. I'm gonna send you a picture. And I said, oh my God, if I could get Bernie, could I pay him to create this shirt for me? It is gorgeous. Now, I shouldn't be wearing it at my size, but I don't care. I like to look hot. And this shirt I saw, I said, I bet you $1 million Bernie can create it. I'm going to send you a picture and that'll be a challenge. And, you know, next 5-10 years. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to send it to you anyway. And we're going to showcase it when you come to L.A.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I know that's always a challenge for fashion designers to create for the more fluffy person. Next time you come on the show, I want to focus on what your thoughts are for people who design for the more fluffy person, because I tell you, styles have changed. They have some hot fashions out for people who are, you know, considered, you know, portly and rotund, such as myself, and really, really nice clothes. I mean, we'll talk about that next time. But listen, everybody, you go give Bernie a little thumb and follow him, because he's always got exciting things happening. His website, tattoowear.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at tattoowear. Thank you, Mr. Bernie, for being on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Say goodbye to your fans.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night and looking forward to it.
We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona right here on LA Talk Radio.